Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Good Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. every Friday on Kaya FM 95.9.
So yesterday, the Minister of Health came out and said, before the end of this month, we are receiving receiving 1 million doses of vaccine this month. And then next month, we are receiving 500,000, which is great news. I think we're supposed to be celebrating because we are getting the vaccine. That's not my question. Are you going to take the vaccine when eventually EFE, but now you figure the vaccine? Are you going to take it? That's the first question I want to ask you. Brenna?
Of course. I won't answer by phone. Apparently, there are nurses that are scared of this vaccine.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to take it?
I'll be the first guinea pig.
JJ?
For me, I feel like because we're older, the feeling and the idea slaps differently from when you were younger, when they just vaccinated you from anything anyway.
Yeah.
And because I've experienced it, I've been through COVID.
Yeah.
Give me the vaccine in full doses.
Bali?
I would definitely take it. And I'm not taking it for myself.
Yeah.
I'm taking it for the people like my mom, my son who's got asthma, and everybody around me. Because I need to, the adults will be the first ones who get it. So the ones that are not lucky enough to get it first, I'll take it for them. So that if you need it, already in Yasanya. So if Yasanya sana, it's not going to do much to me. If I'm meant to, it's fine. Because who do I want to take it?
Okay. I would not take it. Mina. I don't trust the system, first of all. I don't trust the government. I don't trust, I don't even trust myself, G. Let's start there. So I'm not taking the vaccine. But now, I want to know from our friends and people that are listening to the show, Afropolitans. If your job is on the line and they say you're not going back to work without a vaccine, so if Kaya FM will impose and say the vaccine is here, everyone must take the vaccine or they're not entering the building. I am not coming to work. I'm chilling at home. I am not taking the vaccine. I am not. So I want to know from you. Are you going to take the vaccine? You can't. It's not 1 million. For everyone. But I'm a nurse. I'm a nurse at a waifun. And if you're working in the front line, please give us a call. If you take it or you not take it. And then they're going to go to prisoners. I don't know why they are vaccinating Amachi Tengada, because I don't understand why these guys need
to. I've got a theory, but I don't want to be that person. This is just me, but I don't want to be that
person. So I want to know, are you taking it? And if you're not taking it, if your job forces you to take the vaccine, are you going to take the vaccine? Or are you just going to say, what if there's a rank? They're forcing you to take the vaccine or a rank. This is going to be very interesting. We'll take your calls, 086-000-959. Right now, let's check what is happening. I see your traffic in. That's not traffic. Or single men.
Good Friday on Kaya FM 95.9.
Right, taking your calls, 086-000-959. Mrena is taking the vaccine. JJ is taking the vaccine. Chris is not sure about taking the vaccine. Mbali is taking the vaccine. TJ Kids still unsure. If Oyaitat, TJ Kids saying he's taking it. Abraham Adana is taking it. Lagle team, him pelo, you know. Everyone else, apparently Chris or Auntie said it, is saying they're not taking the vaccine. I'm talking to you right now. When I find out from you, are you going to take it? Go straight to Davidton. Mdei.
No, what about Taleko Parliament before?
No. Let's not even go there. I don't want us to say who must take it first. I want to know you as you, Mde. Are you going to
I'm not going to take it.
Why?
No. I don't know what's going to happen after.
But you've been taking the polio vaccine, you've been taking the TB, chicken pox. Why not this one? Mm. Focus on you. I want you to be the focus.
No one, chat.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sweetheart. Oli Albertan. Happy New Year to you too.
Happy New Year.
Can I just ask a stupid question? HIV and cancer zone, how many years is because I have a vaccine? 12 months down the line, boom,
second
vaccine COVID.
But that's not my ARV.
Our ARVs are our cure. So this thing, but Tiora or whatever. No, Abashale and the Bangamanagan to Sheriff Abin. Thank you, Bafetu. Happy Friday.
All Zulu Bali.
But have they not been working on some sort of vaccine or preventative measures for HIV? Because that's what a vaccine is.
Eric. Apparently, we don't have valid reasons why we don't want a vaccine. Do you want it, when?
No, Angifuni Skumba.
What is your reason?
A reason, Skumba, is like a simple thing, this thing. I'm confused because now, out of blue, that the vaccine is there. Yes, the vaccine is there. But I'm hearing it's only Africa that we're going to use this thing. Why only Africa?
No, it's not only Africa.
No, it's not.
But you have Chova Muse, UK, Nase America. They've already started choving them.
Nase India.
But how sure are we with this thing is real? That's the thing. That's what is that's what is worrying
Can
me.
Can I ask you
now,
a question?
Okay.
How sure are you with the ARVs are real?
Well, the measles vaccine is
real. ARVs are real because we are not being forced to drink those things. If you are sick, you go, they'll give you the medication. If you don't want to, you cannot drink it.
You're not
but now this thing
this as well.
Is going to be a passport thing, this and that. It's going to be fired at work.
It's going to be rough.
I don't understand why there's too much things in this thing. Why is it a must that we must take it? I understand COVID is a real killing pandemic. But at the end of the day, I feel like there's something in that we don't even know. And we need to know that thing before this thing is going to kill us. I'm just scared.
Okay,
because and here in this town, most of my cheetah is a sabandot.
Hey, go rough. So this week only, from Monday up until yesterday in Bali, South Africa has recorded 83,202 cases. From Monday up until yesterday. Yesterday, about 20,999. So from Monday up until yesterday, we have recorded 83,202 cases. It's bad out there.
So we're going about an average of 20,000
a day. Do you not think that this is why it's important for the vaccine to come as quickly as possible then? Because COVID is not like HIV. The previous caller was explaining how with the HIV, you go there by yourself, you go and you take your ARVs, right? But this is not an infection that is somewhat airborne. Do you get what I'm saying? Like you make the decision, you can protect yourself
and
more
others
from it than... Yeah, and others. Aksu, would you touch a surface and then you can get it?
Okay, let's take more calls. Tabo, at the town. Shab unjan kaz.
Shab kumba.
Grand out, Jam.
I don't grand. You saw what it is on. I mean, I'm grand now.
I mean, you want me. I don't know, influence. You want me. You never have a reason, I mean.
Because of it, what she is a potential young girl.
So you're not doing it for yourself, you're doing it for Makok. Smogo?
The secrecy around vaccination, whether we push the agenda or that's legal as Africa, I understand that. Because, HIV again. And still, HIV. But over man, whether you have diabetes, COVID.
Yeah, bashobati COVID related. So whenever Umbali will give the update, she will never say ubulawa COVID. Bashati related.
No, COVID related illnesses.
Debs a sharp out my man, no wrong. A friend of mine was shot dead. It took us a week to get a death certificate because they wanted to do a COVID test for someone that was shot dead. Why is it?
It's because of the burial processes, Kumbuzo. It's not about him and whether or not they're trying to determine if he was killed by COVID for statistics.
So everyone that dies,
it's about burial processes.
Everyone must be checked due to the COVID. That's a story for another day. That's a story
for another. You need to understand what the undertakers are, the ones that are dealing with these bodies. If you're not declaring that a person had COVID, Eastern Cape, we don't know.
Vula ke abantu bathi idlozi lifuna ukukhuluma. Zinhle Orlando kunjani?
Ngiyaphila njani Khomo?
Grand.
No, mina mamela ngizothatha. The simple reason is this, ngiye ku front line and nginama comorbidities ami engizalwe nawo and nginabazali abadala. Right.
Okay.
Khona manje every day khona abantu abagula izinto ezisirious ekudala benazo abangakhona access ibhedlela because of hospitals are full throughout Gauteng. So the youth, to some extent, we need to understand which the impact of our behavior and silasi khona because of the impact of our behavior. Masinga understand which the impact of behavior to affect kanjani abantu abakhulu. In the long run, abantu abakhothi bazofa basele izono zethu zokuthi thina sifuna ukuyoshaya imicimbi, sifuna ukuya ukuvula, uyamthela. So for that reason, like the previous caller, mina ngizoyithatha to protect the people around me because I love them. And unfortunately, ayikho medication in an after effect. I think uNomvula Mgonyane answered it nicely, makathi even iPanadol ina after effect. And the thing is, in the thing with the COVID, is you will never know the effect of COVID away. So when you're walking around, we need to look at it realistically to say even the Panadol medicine over the counter, I could say.
Okay, sister. Thank you very much. Take the last one. Phil the E. Kalagata, Happy New Year.
How's my brother?
Good, how are you, man?
I'm good, man. I'm good, man.
You taking it or not taking it?
Truly speaking, I am going to take it.
Thank you.
Reasons?
Thank you.
Look, to be honest with you guys, the whole thing here, this pandemic, the conspiracy, the whole story, this is what I'm saying. For me, it's more like we're being selfish, as Fungo has said, that it's a pandemic. You understand? Mm. The whole thing here affects everyone. But the acting at Aiko. I mean, I'm going to take it to save myself and save my family.
Happy 21st birthday to your daughter, Kazlamne.
About jam. What a beautiful bride, man. I love you so much, all of you.
Hola, hola. So, like, it seems like it's 50, it's a 50-50 split. Some say yes, some say no. We still got to take your voice note, 063-688-0959. It's 063-688-0959. Send us those voice notes. We're going to have news, we're going to have traffic, we're going to have sport, and we have so many more. And yes, the quiz is back.
95.9.
I come from Ushon or Ushandu 009. It is Kumba. Your callers are commenting on vaccines from an ignorant point. None of them know the structure of HIV, nature of cancer, and COVID. I think it is dangerous. All right, I'm going to answer this person. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. Maybe to you, Shandu, it lands ngendlela wrong. But again, your opinion is not to say.
I also think it's important for us to point out that we all don't come from the same kind of backing and background and kind of information bank that we can call somebody else's opinion an ignorant one, because access to information is very important. That's why we have platforms like this, so that we can have these conversations. But it can't be seen as dangerous if you're not offering an alternative. Give the listener the alternative, and then we can share it with them. But you can't just say someone's opinion is ignorant without offering them an alternative.
Yeah. 642 063 688-0959. You guys have sent voice notes. Angaza wanama voice notes pa yakanje. Let's just play them. Chris, let's go.
Yo, Skumba. At mina ngithatha Skumba. Baba isikele mabayithathe.
Ba uthi ama mina ngtrend futhi ngale vaccine. Angiboni ukuthi into okuwukuthi kumele ngiyithathe. Hayi. Abantu labo bethu basicolonize ngokuqala. The next thing manje basilethela ama-corona bese basilethela ama-COVID. Basilethela ama-vaccines. Wenzeni thina la ma-vaccines? Who knows what they want to achieve ngale? Hayi, bame kancane laba.
Hi, Kaya. So I don't think I would take the vaccine because I already had corona in July. So I actually really don't know what are the consequences when having the corona, getting the vaccine. Would anything happen to me physically? That's what my thoughts are.
Skumba, this is Teboho. Mina ngi frontline worker. Yazin, I'm not going to take this vaccine because I'm itendi. And regarding these numbers, lawa akhuphukayo ayimfijazin. They are cooking these numbers. I know, man. They are cooking these numbers. Anyway, Mchurch.
Morning, guys. Hopefully, ni hlukanise kahle unyaka. Uthandeka lona iProtea. Mina ngizoyithatha on one condition. Mangaba clear ukuthi ama side effect akhona ayini. Because angeke ngizithatha into engingazi ukuthi izongiphatha kanjani. Rather, ngazi njenga most medicine abashoyo ukuthi mawudoza ngalokhu izoba nama side effects aso a possible. So ngifuna ukwazi ama side effects akhona. If ungakawazi, I don't think ngizoyithatha.
Good Friday. Morning, guys. I am not gonna take the vaccine. Ngamane ngubo ubahlalela.
Mara abantu bayaxaka ntwana kunjani? Abantu abafuna ukuthatha le vaccine. Mara baphuza ama godins bangawasponjanga. Aye. Mamela. Nyoi ready ya sponge or rice sponge and you repose. Aw, mathi sikhale siphuza abu take idoli if it's lula ama vaccine manje. Aye nyoi phuza. Wedi ya sponge or rice sponge or ya hlatjwa or ya thelo. Nyoyenza le nto kumele iyenze.
Right, those were your voice notes. I want to take more of them.
Was a lawyer, ne? Yo!
063-688-0959. And you can tweet us using the hashtag Good Friday on Kai. We're going to take more of them. But yes, the quiz is coming up. And the TJ Keys will. Taking your calls 086-000-0959. 086-000-0959. Talking about the COVID vaccine that is coming to the country. Yes, 1 million doses are coming by the end of January. And then by mid-February, another 500,000 will be coming. So which simply means we are getting there. The vaccine is available now. People will get it. They said the frontline workers will be the first one to get it. And then from after my frontline workers, it's going to be my prisoners. And then I'm actually going to say, here's what I'm vaccine out. I'm asked for in. I'm going to then, nalaba bayifunayo ke bazoyithatha abombali abomrena ama frontline workers because they are always giving us information cause so they are frontline workers so nabo bazobe bapambili ke bathola leyo vaccine as info about abafana abosikhumba nabo abombove tekas sizobona uzithatha nini ndani ngimpumelele Velcom. Good morning,
how are you?
I'm good, how are you, sir?
Sharp.
Talking the vaccine, are you gonna take it, yes, no?
Unless there's a disclaimer, ukuthi, when I die, my family will be compensated maybe for my 5 million in yana. So,
wow.
Uba iku imali, angithathi khodma.
Whoa. So you want 5 million if you're going to take it?
No, plus minus, more than 5 million in fact.
Why? Because we
from
think.
Who? From
so,
who?
So, this thing, we do not know what it is.
It's a vaccine.
So they do not have the results, required results, to know if vaccine is right or in general side effects. So if at all they infect us, then if I die from the reaction, what next?
Can I ask you a question?
Can I ask you something? Yeah, actually.
No, Mali, ask him. I'll ask him again.
Can I ask you something? When you go for a flu shot, going into winter and they say, come get your flu vaccine, do you firstly ask the doctor what's in it? Secondly, do you ask exactly what the side effects are going to be, or do they tell you it's going to be different for each and every person? And do you then say to your doctor, if I die, ngifuna 5 million?
No, look, Dr. Amos is my doctor. So when I go there, I ask everything, including ama pilisi anginika wona ukuthi, what is this? What is going to do to my body? The reaction, all of that. And then because I have trust in him, I don't want money. But who government, I do not have trust.
But it's not like the government will be giving you the vaccine. Bazoyithatha bayiphosele ezindlini zenu ukuthi, hey, khamisani, nayi vaccine. You'll still be going to get it from a health professional.
Not always. Not everyone. What about my brother? Ubaka yena akana medical aid.
Yes, but still at a health facility, a public health facility, there'll be a health professional who's giving the vaccine.
Okay. Enjoy Velcom. That's fair.
That's fair.
Tabia Rodebot, good morning.
Good morning to you, Skomba Nombali. Happy New Year.
Good morning.
Happy New Year to you.
I'm definitely taking a vaccine. Reason being, sometimes for August, I tested positive. I was on a ventilator. I stayed in hospital for 2 months. Like any other vaccine, I'm a side effect, I got. This is my health. This is not the nation's health. It's my health, so I need to take care of me. So 6 months down the line, I'm still suffering a side effect of COVID. So I am definitely taking a vaccine.
I'm glad you're alive, yes.
Sure.
No, I'm grateful.
I'm happy you're alive, Mina. Yes.
Oh. I was in ICU. I stayed a month in ICU. So if your vaccine is there today, I'm definitely going there.
Ntabi, what are you grateful for right now?
For my life. To be alive. To be able to tell people, Guti, if COVID is there, it kills. To be able to be with my family. There was nothing traumatic like not being able to speak to anyone. You are in that room yourself, Yuani, and no minimal support. I understood with this Belial and Nabu, they've got their own challenges, their own problems, and they are sad with COVID. So if people are saying we're not taking vaccine, it's okay. It's their life after all. The government is not going to be forcing people to take a vaccine for your own good. Remember that family leaving behind to suffer. I had lost my mom recently as well. So in jail, not taking that vaccine and leaving my family behind to suffer, I'm not going to do it. It's for me. I'm doing it for myself, not to please anyone else. I suffered badly in COVID, so I don't want to go there again. Like Ipolo. We had polo vaccines, nama side effects, like any other.
Chicken pox.
Measles.
Measles, you name them. So what's different about COVID-19? I'm definitely taking a vaccine for my own health.
Okay, thank you very much.
I mean, like I said, 6 months down the line, I'm still having my side effects of COVID. I'm not 100%. So, but if there was something to boost me, my immune system, I'm going for.
You know what else can boost your immune system? Huh? Ntabi?
What is
it? Good Friday. Lalela, 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 mtwana, lalela.
This is their second chance in life.
All aside.
Good Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. every Friday on Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.